This is episode 1021. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for showing up for yourself, for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a confidence breakthrough meditation. So this week we're exploring a series. In every single episode, I share a different meditation technique, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So we explore a particular topic in depth so you can really master its qualities. And so I'll be sharing with you different techniques throughout this week on how to create a stress breakthrough. That's our theme, stress breakthrough. So in yesterday's episode, you discovered how to create a happiness breakthrough using a meditation technique. Well, in today's episode, you're going to do a confidence breakthrough. Now remember, you can do these techniques whether you're seated, getting ready to go into a beautiful meditation, or if you are out and about going throughout your day and you encounter stress triggers, you can do these techniques on or off your meditation cushion. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so happy to share today's technique with you. But before I share with you the technique, I want to give you a little pep talk. So this is a confidence breakthrough, so I think a pep talk is appropriate. And what I want to say to you about confidence is something that you likely have heard before, but a lot of things we hear again and again are worth repeating again and again. And so I'm going to share with you that what I've noticed in helping others, as well as in experimenting with different techniques myself, because I use these same techniques every time I share them with you, I've experimented on myself. Well, what I know about confidence is that it is a skill. It's not as though, oh, some people were just born with it and I really didn't get that. It's not like that. Confidence is a skill that you practice and master, just as you do your meditation ritual. When you show up consistently, you start to notice the benefits. Well, the same is with confidence. So one of the best ways to practice confidence is to take action, not just any kind of action, but I see confidence as two parts. The first part of confidence is where you take care of yourself. You give yourself self-care, and that means eating well, giving your body the kinds of food that it needs. And even if that's something that is difficult to do, because that's also a habit, that's also something that's learned, that you learn, is eating well. So you may need to start with some of these different self-care techniques and apply them. So for you, it might be kind of hard to change your diet if you feel like, oh, I know I should change my diet, but it's just too hard right now. You're not in a place to do it. Then do something else. Focus on another way that you could still make yourself feel great. Maybe you could take a bath with Epsom salt and lavender or rosemary essential oil. That would be a beautiful way to honor yourself. Sit down and meditate just as you're doing now. You're honoring yourself right now as you listen to this episode, because meditation is one of the best ways you can impact your entire life. Or you might go for a walk in nature. And these are things that you do that make you feel good, that make you feel really good. You might take the time to flip through a magazine that you never have time to sit down and read, or read a book that you have been wanting to read. Do something special for yourself, not something that you feel like, oh, I should do this, but that you really want to do. That's a way to honor yourself, and that helps you to build your confidence, because you feel like you're worth it. You feel like you're doing these great things for yourself because you're worth it. So your mind starts to click and think, yeah, I am worth it. I'm doing all these great things, so I must be worth it. The second part of self-confidence is when you put yourself out there, out of your comfort zone. So this could involve taking a risk, not a dangerous kind of risk, but a risk where you're doing something that you're just not familiar with. And it may not even be something you're very interested in doing, but in doing something new, you show yourself that you are capable of learning new things and putting yourself in a situation where you don't know anything about it and gaining the skills to make your way through the situation. And that builds confidence. So when I lived in Japan, I'll share with you what I did that gave me a great deal of confidence and influenced my life. When I was in Japan, I knew that there was an ancient tea house near me, but I really wasn't interested in studying the Japanese tea ceremony. I was studying the language and other arts, but I thought the Japanese tea ceremony was about just sitting and drinking tea, and that just didn't interest me. But I heard other people talk about it, and it started to intrigue me. And I thought, well, here I am in Japan, and there's this ancient tea ceremony building right next to me. I should just go and see what it's all about. So I did. I showed up and I was hooked right away. And actually, it changed my life. In fact, the way I share meditation has everything to do with what I started to weave into my own life from studying the Japanese tea ceremony, where I have a theme each week that I share with you and a different technique each week. Yet I start every meditation out the same way. I don't share the full guided meditation with you here on the podcast. That is for people who want a complete guided experience. And that is over at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. There I share a daily guided meditation in a subscription membership site. You get over 1,000 meditations there, as well as a Facebook group and guides and journals for each series, each weekly series. You can check that out again at sipandom.com if you're interested in going a little deeper with meditation. But I weaved all of these different rituals from the tea ceremony into the way I share meditation. So that's a way that I challenged myself, and it really was a confidence breakthrough for me in many ways, in many areas of my life. So think about what you have right there around you that you could explore. Maybe in your region or city or neighborhood, there's something really unique, and maybe you should go and explore it, even if you're not that interested in it. Put yourself out there. Expose yourself to situations a little out of your comfort zone. This is a great way to build confidence. So your technique for today is to focus on opportunities around you. But before you do that, think about the qualities within yourself that help you to feel really grounded, maybe in the way you were raised, maybe your values were instilled in you by your parents or your teachers or other people who made a difference in your life. Think about what those values are. And this has to do with your chakras. So the focus this week is on your second chakra. But first, we'll visit your first chakra right now as you reflect on your values. Your first chakra, if you want to visualize it, is right at the base of your tailbone, at your coccyx region. It is where you're feeling rooted and grounded. It influences your legs and your feet and your lower extremities that ground you to the earth. What qualities help you to feel grounded? Visualize that. It's just an option for you. That is right at your reproductive or sexual organs. And this is where you feel open to opportunities all around you. This is where you take action to create confidence breakthroughs. What opportunities could you create for yourself? When you think about what would you like to explore next in your life? What opportunities are right around you? Feel yourself open up to opportunities, flowing like water. That's the element of the second chakra, water. And you may think of some obstacles. When you think of obstacles, know that water flows around boulders in its path. can flow around obstacles as well. Think of the action you could take to create those confidence breakthroughs. Remembering to release this technique at some point and to sit in stillness, enjoying these beautiful sensations you've created, sitting just until the point where you could go a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.